the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available 24-7 at the following locations. Our YouTube channel, also entitled Operation Freedom, where we upload two new YouTube presentations every week. Every Tuesday morning by 8 a.m., every Friday morning by 8 a.m. We're also available on the DaveJanda.com website, both the free, the public side, where we upload information on a regular basis. And we're also available on the subscription side. 30 cents a day, I believe, one of the biggest bangs for the buck in all the internet. You know, many people get in touch with me and they ask, hey, what are my, you know, I'd really like to get involved and I'd like to make a difference in our community and how we can make that difference. And I'm honored to have two friends with me here today who are making an incredible difference along with a great organization, the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Fund. I have Monica Knowles with me and Jeff Knight. Welcome to the Operation Freedom Bunker, Monica and Jeff.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Foundation Fund, of which I am honored to be a member of the board. You know, I speak about the great Knight's restaurants. As I've said, we have listeners in all 50 states. This past week, 80 folks from over 85 countries around the world listened to this show. This is a destination location, the Knight's restaurants, and your family has really been stalwarts in the community of providing incredible service and an incredible product through your restaurants, the two in Ann Arbor, the one in Jackson, Michigan, the meat market, the catering service. But then you did something that many of our listeners around the country have gotten in touch with me about and said, you know, I want to have an impact on the community. And that is, you've established this scholarship fund, the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Fund, that is having, and will continue to have a huge impact on our community for decades to come, because the students that benefit from this will be members of our community and communities across the country and the world for the next 70, 80 years. Mm-hmm. Educate our listeners, Jeff and Monica, on the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Fund and the impact it's having.
Well, we started back in 2016. Angel and Don, actually my brother and my sister-in-law, had the idea to start the fund for kids that may not otherwise be able to participate in sports or athletics or the arts just because of their financial resources. So we thought we'd start a fund and raise some money to help these kids. Started out very small. We did some small individual gifts, if you will. Got a little bigger last year and much bigger this year, thanks to Monica. Last year we gave, I think, $12,000 to the three high schools for kids in need that you know, they can't get to the events or they can't mm-hmm. afford them or whatever. And this year we raised a little over $50,000. And I think we have in the bank a little over $60,000 that we're looking to continue this for kids that are in need that may not otherwise be able to participate.
So here's an interesting point of fact, and Monica's really done a tremendous amount of research and put a lot of legwork into this. Many folks say, well, you know, the Ann Arbor community, you know, this is where the famous University of Michigan is. This is the hub of the suburbia. That there's really need, really. There is really. Well, Monica, in fact, educate our listeners. And this is true not just in our community, but every community, and even more so in a number of communities around the country, even more so. Educate the issues at hand here, because it's staggering, actually.
You know, life has a way of taking you to places you aren't expected to go. And I have lived in Ann Arbor 40 years and have, over the last 20 years, maybe 25, through my patronage of the Knight's restaurants, I've become a part of the extended family. It's part mm-hmm. of the extended Knight family. And so with that, you know, was asked to join this board. And as we talked about, you know, how this money was going to be used and the money that was given to the high schools last year and the responses we got, that, you know, the difference that we were able to make in young people's lives. And so last year, as Jeff said, we had $12,000, and we gave each of the high schools in Ann Arbor $4,000. And those schools responded to us telling us, you know, just what a difference it made and how exciting that was. So this year, you know, we put a little bit more elbow grease behind it and, you know, raised a lot more money. And we were looking at donating probably in the neighborhood of $55,000, $60,000 this year. And with that level, with that amount of money, obviously, I mean, I think everybody understands there has to be accountability for that. So versus just giving the high schools money and saying, you know, do with it as you will, we approached the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. Dr. Scott Menzel is the first person I approached, and he is a superintendent of the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. Mm-hmm. And telling him what we had, you know, what we wanted to do, that we wanted to be able to help kids whose families were financially strapped, and that to be able to support their interests and efforts in academics, arts, and athletics. And that being said, I don't think any of us feel that we're qualified to be looking into people's financials or deciding why Jeff should get the money and not Monica, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And so we really wanted to be engaged and involved with the schools on this. Well, I had no idea in terms of need. When you're talking about need, what does that address and how do you define it? Mm-hmm. Well, at a very, you know, low level here, you're talking 1,100 kids in Washtenaw County that meet the criteria under the McKinney-Vento Act, which is a federal act that gives children the right to an education regardless of their financial circumstances. Well, first of all, I'd never even heard of that act. And the fact that we had 1,100 kids in our community, pretty much split between Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. You know, you've got a handful out of Dexter or Milan or, you know, the other areas, but 1,100 kids. And so homeless is defined, it's not just somebody necessarily living on the streets, but it may be somebody living in a car, somebody who's, you know, whose mom or dad is in a shelter. You know, kids that do not have a stable environment. And one of the biggest impediments of education is kids being hungry. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those kids, the schools will provide those kids with breakfast and lunch. And, you know, come Monday morning, they're hungry. Mm-hmm. I mean, just incredible stories. And so the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, in terms of supporting, you know, various activities, so for example, they have a relationship with the University Musical Society. Mm-hmm. And when people come in for a performance, they will have a performance during the day that's a pre-performance for all the kids in the area. But some of the school districts, they can't afford to get those kids to that performance. So you have, you know, basic needs just in terms of quote-unquote homeless. You have school districts that can't support those efforts. And then you have those individual stories of particular kids where, you know, they just want to do something more, be something more. And I actually, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we have talked about, you know, the board, you know, we gave the money to high schools last year and very excited about it, and they were excited to get it. But kids really go off the rails in middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to reach out at a younger age in the influence and impact that, as you mentioned, that can have not just on these kids and their families, but their lives and how, you know, how they're going to live their lives, how that's going to evolve in 10, 15, 20 years, and probably also how they give back. So it is incredibly exciting and also dumbfounding in terms of the level of need that there is out there. And that's in our community. I can only imagine what that is, as you said, Dave, you know, just across, if, unless you're involved with this stuff, you're kind of oblivious.
Well, see, this is the point. Number one is many people don't realize the issue at hand. They say, mm-hmm. well, you know, hey, the stock, you know, in our last half hour, we were talking about, well, the stock market's up, everything's fine, so everything's good and everything, you know, it used to be a problem, it's not a problem. Or it's a problem that's being handled by somebody else. Big brother, yeah. Government, right?
Right?
When in fact, it's not. And that's why I wanted to have both of you here and discuss this, because folks can go to Knight's Restaurants, KNIGHTS, knightsrestaurants.com, And then in the About, if you hit the About link, mm-hmm. it goes to the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Fund. So here's the point. Many of our listeners across the country and around the world say, you know, I want to make a difference, but I don't know how to do it. And when I talk to friends about doing something, they tell me that it would fail. I'm sure when Ray Knight and Mary Knight started, Knight's took over the market, meat market, yep. then started the restaurants in 1984.
That's correct.
I'm sure they were told, you know how many people go out of business starting a restaurant?
My dad got that from all his friends, especially when we expanded to Jackson. They said, what are you, crazy? You know.
And then when you built the one downtown.
Right.
In the old Borders building, Borders went bankrupt in that building. You guys aren't going to succeed.
And Jacobson's did too.
Right. And the only successful business in that building has been Knight's.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, Jacobson was successful for a long time, and so was Border Books, but they're gone now.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And Knight's is
booming. We're not going anywhere, hopefully.
So what do you tell our listeners when they're confronted with this negativity? Because you've been confronted with it. And then you talk about the fund. Oh, you're starting a fund. Well, that's not going to have any impact. And, you know, what do you tell our listeners? Because they want to do things, but they're continually dissuaded not to do it.
We're very fortunate. We have all my family is involved. So we're on site. My dad started it years ago. The most important thing is take care of people.
Yeah.
You know, give them a fair value, give them good food, give them good drinks, but be there, be visible, because people want to show up to a restaurant and they want to see people they know. Mm-hmm. So that's either a family or I have employees that have been there for as long as we've been open. So you see the same faces. And I think that's important for customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to ingrain that in new, obviously we have new employees, and we try to educate them that, you know, the reason we're still here is because we're taking care of our customers. And, you know, it's like, you know, you hear it all the time, the customer's always right, and, well, they usually are. So, but it's as simple as that. It's hard work, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Oh. We're there every single day.
Almost every hour of every day.
My manager in Jackson has been there since day one. I have managers downtown that have been there since day one. I mean, that's...
And here's the thing. When the first restaurant my wife and I went to in 1984 was Knight's.
Yeah, you told me that story.
And your dad was at the bar with his fedora on, smoking a cigarette, with his black Russian sitting there, right?
Yep.
And he welcomed us. And the first restaurant we took my daughter to after she was born was Knight's.
Right.
And as we had that, whatever that carrier thing is on the table, your dad came over. And he looked at the Allison and said, that's a pretty baby. And I said, you know what, Mr. Knight? That baby loves your potato skins that are loaded. And he kind of looked at me and goes, really? And then he came back with a plate of potato skins. And he goes, do you think that's enough for the baby to eat? And the answer was, yeah, sure. You know, and he would check. And it turned out 20-some years later, when she was going to get married, where did we have the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah.
Knight's.
Yeah,
and it's about giving to people, you know, whether they're your customers, and that's what the extension of the scholarship fund is. It's about giving.
It's anecdotally, you know, years ago when my dad started the restaurant in 52, he used to extend credit to people in the neighborhood because, you know, they were either having a, you know, bad month or bad week or whatever. He said, you know, go feed your family. You pay me when you can. So, mm-hmm. and we didn't charge interest or anything. You know, he just took care of them. And people understand that. They respect that.
You know, I can also say, just in terms of the Knight's restaurants, yes, the Knight's family, going back to Ray and that generosity, how generous the Knight family is to the community in terms of what they donate, where they show up, really have never really, you know, you pay them back by being a wonderful customer, and it's something they're great to you, you're great to them, and it's been a wonderful relationship. And as we have expanded this with the Knight Scholarship Fund, you know, approaching people, is we recognize that people have a lot of people asking them for money, mm-hmm. and that you have to make a decision in terms of what you want to sponsor. Because, you know, let's face it, you know, how many times a week are we asked for money? Mm-hmm. And what resonates with you? And I think that one of the things where, you know, the stories of kids and, you know, if you're born into a family and you've got, you know, loving parents or just a loving parent and they are financially in a situation to be supportive of your interests, and I'm not talking, you know, real money here. I'm talking, you know, just in terms of getting through life and being in a stable environment. You are a leg up from the get-go in terms of where you're going in your life. And not everybody's born into that environment. And so for those people that don't have that start, here's something where you have other people in the community, organizations, and certainly Knight's fabulous, 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 fabulous. But it's also the relationships that they've had and that they have nurtured, because certainly, you know, we haven't raised this money by ourselves. Right. You know, there's been wonderful relationships and sponsors, friends, vendors, business relationships that, you know, it seriously takes the community to support this community. And I can tell you that it's been incredibly exciting. It's been, you know, just what you, I always tell people, the more you give, the more you get. And this is certainly the circumstances here.
It's true. And so what I encourage folks to do, every one of our listeners, is you're busy, you got a lot of time commitments on your hands, you might not have money to donate to an organization, but you can give a little bit of your time, because a little bit of your time can make an enormous difference. So when you look at the time you put into the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Fund, tell me where folks can get information, obviously, by going to knightsrestaurants.com, but where do you see the fund going over the next year, the next 5 years?
Well, Monica probably has a better idea about that. She's pretty aggressive on that. But I we're going to continue. The golf outing is probably going to be one of our main things. And
to generate support and identity.
Right. And we sell it out every year. And then this year we had a tremendous participation for sponsors, which a lot of them were either customers or vendors or people we knew. So I see that increasing, and I think that we've talked about this at our last board meeting. You know, not everybody wants to go to a golf outing, so let's maybe do a dinner or something and have people participate that way.
And the more funds raised, obviously, the more kids can help.
Right.
The more you can expand it, and I also think that it gives us the opportunity to be more creative in terms of the lives we can touch. And we're really just at the tip of the iceberg here. I mean, certainly now that I've kind of gotten my toes wet with it, you know, talking to other people and having other people approach me about efforts that they are making, I think that as we become more grounded and more successful, more of a force, that we'll have the opportunity to collaborate with other organizations that are working for the same reasons. You know, that fortunately, we aren't the only game in town on this, fortunately for our community. At the same time, I think that there is a really terrific platform here to be able to, you know, highlight this cause. And one of the things, too, when we talk about people, you know, the generosity, you know, with the donations and people being involved with, you know, the fundraising events, if you will, but also the Knight family in terms of they too donate to the scholarship fund. So, you know, this isn't just something where the family's saying, oh, we want to honor our parents, you know, please help us do that. They're right there with you, you know, writing the check.
The check and the time.
Yes. Right.
Well, you mentioned volunteer time earlier. This golf outing exists because of my employees.
Right.
And, I mean, we pay them, obviously, for their work at the restaurants, but we don't pay them for the work on the golf outing. I can't imagine how much time you and Paul spent, and my nieces and my brother and my brother and my sister-in-law, and they don't get paid for that. It's part of what we do.
Right. And that's one of the things. When you look at charitable organizations that are doing good work, sometimes their administration costs are through the roof. Well, the administration costs with the Ray and Mary Knight Scholarship Fund are
zero.
Zero. Right, zero. This is really a fund based on love.
Now, I should also mention, so the people that play golf, obviously they pay us to play golf.
Sure.
We also had a gift card promotion, which is totally different. This is all voluntary. That, you know, we would give them a discount on gift cards, and we said we were going to earmark that for the scholarship fund.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they gave us $20,000 over and above what they paid for the golf and everything else, and which is huge.
That's
which
one
is
day. That was one day only.
That was one day. That was the day of the golf tournament.
It was a Ray and Mary night day, is how we refer to it.
It was a day for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yes, and a day for the kids.
So educate folks on how they can learn more about the fund and how they can get in touch if they want to volunteer, if they want to support it financially.
I would say the best way is the two ways. The website you mentioned.
Yep. So KNIGHTSrestaurants.com.
Right. Which has information on the scholarship, but also has contact information for each restaurant.
Okay,
so
great.
So there'll be a manager available there. Or Monica,
you can email me, Monica.
Look at Monica.
Monica at KnightsRestaurants.com.
Right.
Monica.
Yeah, C.
With a C. At KnightsRestaurants.com. Ray and Mary are with us, but not physically.
That's correct, unfortunately.
But they're watching over this, and they have. And I just want to say something that you should be very proud, Jeff, as should Don and Angela and the entire family, because you're not only a class act, and you really show people how to run a really great business. But you also know how to give. You know, one of my mom's favorite sayings, she was a history teacher, was from Winston Churchill. You make a living by what you get. You make a life by what you give.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that, boy, you work hard to make a living. Your entire family does. And people think the restaurant business is, well, you just open the door and the food magically makes itself and it's magically, you have magically great service. Well, frankly, though, you folks do make it look very easy. Okay,
it's not easy.
No, but. No, I'm not saying it is, but you really do. I mean, is my dad always used to say, you can tell a really good business when you're involved in a really good business because those folks make everything look really easy, right? So the food magically appears. It's the best food on the planet, and people think I'm biased. It's the honest to God truth.
No,
it is the best food, the best service. But you take that extra step. And you know, I speak about this bankster syndicate that I talk about and how they're ripping off the public. I wish they had 1% of the honesty and the ethics and the community spirit that every one of your family members do at Knights.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to thank both of you and your entire family, Jeff.
Thank you.
For everything you do, everything you have done, and everything you are doing. Folks can learn more about the Ray and Mary Knights Scholarship Fund. All you have to do is go to Knights, KNIGHTS, restaurants.com, hit the About Knights, and it'll pop right up. We hope you'll support the organization. Yeah, some money, but also with some time. And it serves as a role model for everything you can do in your own community. Folks, you've been listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker. Until next week, dream big and dare to fail. Thank you for your time today.